Jim, well, I was going to tell you a joke about the Suez Canal, but that ship has sailed. That's how good that
is. Look at Rabbits. Rabbits has mumps ridden heads, chuckling away. Have a look at him. He thinks that's as funny as anything.
Oh, I might have sent that to him.
But you'd, yeah. but you'd have a joke now.
What did the horny frog say, Jim?
What?
Rabbit.
Oh, no.
Rabbit.
Oh, no. Poor old Laszlo.
Oh, no.
No, no. Here's one, Jim.
Right.
A man went to the doctor to get the... snip, okay?
Yes, had to have a snip.
So the doctor sits him down. He says, mate, this is a really big decision, you know. Have you discussed it with your family? Bloke responded, yes, I have. They're in favour, 13-5.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
They're in favour, 13-5, Jim.
He's so, got 18 he's had 18 kids, has he?
So time for the snip,
I reckon, yeah. I would have said... That's enough. What about three goes at it go. For old Lockie Flowers, old Laszlo?
What about the naughty frog, Jim?
Oh, no, I don't reckon.
This is a joke for Billy all the way from England, Jim. What do penguins wear to the beach?
What?
A beakini.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's just ordinary from England.
No, he's got a fire door already as he's telling it, so he can abuse whoever sent it through all the way from England.
Well, Ronnie from England. Come on, Ronnie, you're better than that. And then Johnny Lewis sends through one, Jim. Did you hear about Mick and Paddy, Jim? They got caught stealing a calendar, Jim.
No, I didn't hear about it.
They both got 6 months.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That's from Johnny Lewis. Come on, John. Oh, no. You're better than that, John.
Just
John and Ronnie, never call again.
Oh, no. Is that it?
That's it. Jim, we go back to old Knock Knock.
Oh, no. No. Who's there?
Who?
Who?
What are you? A f***ing owl.
Oh, no. What is that?
He's dropped it.
Well, I've got to make his joke funny. He had to drop a bomb in there.
Well, do you want another one, Jim?
Dishes.
Dishes. A truck overturned on the highway on the way up today.
Right.
Oh, geez, it slows you up, Jim. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you. And it was, guess what I was carrying? A load of Vicks Vapor Rub.
Right.
But there was no congestion for up to 8 hours. It was really good. Oh. Just good flow.
Oh, that's better. That's better than the rubbish you served up the first time.
Just straight through, Jim.
So, Bill, no. We can get rid of the rubbish owl joke. The congestion, not bad.
I liked owl.
Not bad.
You're sitting there going, hoo.
No congestion.
I think it's vapor rubbed him.
Better.
I've gone back in time for you, Jimmy, this one.
In other words, one you've done before.
No. Right. Like in history.
Right.
My cave woman girlfriend dumped me, Jim. I should have seen the writing on the wall.
Oh, no.
You know what we used to do on a Friday night, me and my cave woman girlfriend? We'd go out clubbing.
Oh, my God.
Jim, so a nice little joke here for me old mate at Flexi.
Mm-hmm.
So me and me mate Gav, we're over in Thailand.
Oh, thank you. No, even on a Friday is that allowed.
Okay, all right. What about... Two nuns were riding through
Paris. The cobbles. No, thanks. We're not doing that one either.
Never.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
Yes. No, all right. To that one.
Three ducks walk into a bar.
No, Bill.
Huey, Dewey.
The family know all about those three, so no, thank you.
Okay, Jim, here we go.
All right.
Grandpa and Grandma were sitting up late one night watching TV, Jim.
No.
And Grandpa had the remote, Jim. So he's switching back and forth between a fishing channel and a porn channel, Jim.
Oh, right.
And the missus, finally Grandma had enough. She said, for goodness sake, doll, can you leave it on the porn channel? You already know how to fish.
Oh, no. Grandma?
Grandma.
She's got her eye in.
She's
not happy with what's going on. He's after hours.
He's a good fisherman, but no. Come on, Popsy.
Come on, Pops.
Just a bit of a fun.
Fun one.
Fun fact.
Yeah, no. Oh, fact.
Don't go on.
So not even a joke.
It's a fun fact, Jim, and with a bit of a joke thrown in.
Right.
So you get a bit of a fun fact joke. Did you know
I don't know what's going on.
Did you know, Jim, that in the Canary Islands, there are no canaries.
I didn't know that.
Did you also know that in the Virgin Islands, there's also no canaries?
Oh.
See what I did there?
No, I see what you did.
A pause?
Yeah.
And then bang, and you were thinking I was going to
something
say
something else. Yeah. But not really that funny, though.
No, not bad. Not bad. It'll be used.
Not bad.
It'll be used. Write that one down. But good show. Well done, Bill. You've been good, Jim.
True fact.
True fact. There's Brian. Hello, Brian.
Oh, come on, Bill.
Been good again.
It's
today.
Too hard, this is.
It is.
It's becoming too hard.
The CEO of IKEA has just been elected Prime Minister of Sweden.
Really?
This is true. This is true.
Sweden.
Yeah, Prime Minister he is. So he should have his cabinet together by the end of the weekend.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That joke's so bad. We're not going with plastic. Referencing Sweden.
Sweden, what are we going with?
Well,
moot.
Fingers be home, daddy who, get a sedu. Ye bear spear, horn bear spear.
Moot. A husband takes his wife to a party, Jim.
Yes.
There's a guy on the dance floor, breakdancing, moonwalking, backflips, doing the works, Jimmy boy.
Yes.
The wife turns to her husband and says, see that guy over there? 25 years ago, Jimmy boy, he proposed to me and I turned him down.
Right.
The husband looks at the wife and says, looks like he's still celebrating.
Come on, Bill.
Oh, look at him. He's
doing the rope.
I thought I was Michael Jackson for a minute. I was Michael Jackson, Jim.
Least dangerous. The only man balder than you. He copped a bit of that. He can't have it.
Shut up, Point Cook. The other day, Jim, my wife asked me to pass her lipstick.
Right.
But I accidentally passed her a glue stick. Guess what?
What?
She's still not talking to me.
Oh, no.
She put the glue stick on.
The lipstick. Yeah. It's not good, is it?
Well, it's okay to be honest.
No, it's not. It's not good.
It's a good joke.
No.
Jim, here we go. It's a pretty one.
A little Friday helping of the joke.
Yes.
Right.
A husband comes home after being fired from the pickle factory, Jim.
Yes.
Okay. His wife says, what happened? He said, well, I got bored and my mind wandered, Jim.
Yes.
And I thought, what would happen if I put my penis in the pickle slicer, Jim?
Yes.
His wife said, that was a incredible, stupid thing to do.
Yes.
But you look okay. You look in one piece. What happened to the pickle slicer? She got fired too.
No!
Jim!
You can't be doing that at work.
Jill gave me that.
Come on, Jill.
What is that? Cyril, Jim, had been away at war, been sent off to war.
Yes.
And after 4 years on his return home to his lovely wife, Thelma, he noticed 3 eggs and a bunch of cash in the bedside drawer, Jim.
Right.
What's this? Said Cyril. Thelma said, well, I got to be honest with you, doll. Every time I had an affair when you were away, I put an egg in the drawer.
Oh.
Cyril thought, well, 4 years. Three eggs, not too bad, you know, that's okay.
That. Yep.
What's this cash here? Thelma said, every time I got a dozen, I sold them.
Oh! Thelma. Thelma's been busy.
She's been active, Jim. Oh, come on, Thelma.
What? He's off fighting the war.
Poor old Cyril's over there doing his best.
Thelma's
back.
Bringing eggs in.
Jim, a man was admitted to hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I just read about this, Jim, with 20 plastic toy horses up his... Oh, hang on. Jim, a man was admitted to the hospital today.
Yes.
With 20 plastic toy horses inserted in his back passage, okay?
Okay, Bill.
But I've just rang the hospital, Jim, and the doctors have described his condition as stable. Stable, Jim, because they're toy horses. Apparently, he was horsing around.
No, stop talking.
It's awesome.
Like when you get half a giggle out of your punchline, you don't have to say anything more, especially when you're talking about this sort of thing.
Bill comes back from the heart specialist, Jim, and sees his mate there, Chief. Chief, he says, how'd you go? Bill said, I had a blood test, but it was really weird. The nurse said I can't wee standing up for the next 2 or 3 hours. Chief, he said, what's that all about? Well, she told me I'm not allowed to lift anything heavy for the next 2 hours.
Are we done?
Oh, no.
Chief. That's
your welcome back.
Not allowed to lift anything heavy.
There might have been the semblance of a punchline in there, but the way he butchered it, you had no chance of actually enjoying it.
No. Bill.
No, that's not bad.
No, it's real bad.
I like it. Well done,
Bill. And the way that you sort of ad-libbed and put yourself and Jim and I in it made it even better.
Do you think?
Fact.
Yes.
See, they're not hard jokes to tell.
They are. They are. That was badly written.
Oh!
Hey, Jimmy boy, I was at breakfast this morning with the wife, and she said to me...
No, Bill, you can't start it like that because the joke's not about you.
Oh.
Mm. Right, so if you need to start it. A wife was sitting at breakfast with her husband.
I was at breakfast, and the wife asked her husband, Jim, what would you do if I won Lotto?
Yes.
The husband said... I'd take half and leave you. She goes, good. Here's $6.
Oh.
She only won 12.
Thank you, Bill.
She only won 12
bucks. I understand the joke, Bill. Yeah. But still wanted him to leave. No, I get it, Bill.
Well, he was happy to leave, but he just assumed he might get a mill or 2 mills. $6. A man walks into a bar and hangs his hat and coat on a peg, Jim.
Yes.
There's a dog sitting in the corner, which leaps up and grabs the hat and rips it to pieces.
Oh.
The man turns to the owner of the dog and he says, your dog's just ruined my hat. The dog owner said, so what? I couldn't care less. The man said, I don't like your attitude. The dog owner said, it's not my attitude, it's your hattitude.
Oh.
The man said, I don't like your attitude.
Yes. Fat, you got it out. You don't need to repeat it when you get it out. Actually, nice.
Nice joke.
I cannot believe he told that joke.
Yeah. Clever.
Well, I thought halfway through you'd derail on that one.
That's exactly. Oh, mate, I told you I'm a clever joke teller.
Not my attitude.
I don't like your attitude. It's your attitude.
All right, here we go.
Now, this is an intelligent one, Jim. You've got to think about this.
An intelligent one, Bill. There's an N on the N.
It's an intelligent one, okay? You've got to think about it. And it's about Paddy. Paddy, Jim.
Oh, no.
Paddy called the RSPCA today and said, I've just found a suitcase in the woods containing a fox with 4 cubs, Jim. That's terrible, the RSPCA officer said. Are they moving? I'm not too sure, said Paddy. But that would explain the suitcase. Oh. That's not bad. Paddy thought they'll move.
No, Bill. Yeah,
as in packed up, Jim, and
as
moving.
In moving den.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get it, Bill. Yeah. It's
that's
not actually
not
funny, but I get
actually,
it.
It's intelligent. It's funny, and it's good from you, Fats.
So a good one today.
Yes, I have, Jim. Here we go. Okay. Just went off. Hang on. Just talk.
Oh. this part of today comes up
every day,
and you're not ready most days.
And it's in small print.
Oh, right. So good. Oh, no. Look at the glasses. Jim. Seriously.
Chills glasses.
I know.
A cowboy, Jim.
Yes.
So we're going back a bit.
Thank you, Bill. Yeah.
No, they still exist, cowboys.
Where?
In America.
Oh, they walk in with their
Queensland
guns, do they? And give us a whiskey, mate. Well, here we go. A cowboy walked into a bar and ordered a whiskey. When the bartender delivered the drink, the cowboy asked, where is everybody? The bartender replied, they've gone to the hanging. Hanging? Who are they hanging? Brown Paper Pete, the bartender replied. Well, said the bartender, no, the cowboy said, what kind of name is Brown Paper Pete? Well, said the bartender, he wears a brown paper hat, brown paper shirt, brown paper trousers, and brown paper shoes, Jim.
Yes.
Weird guy, said the cowboy. What are they hanging him for? Rustling, said the bartender.
I'm just as he was telling the joke, thinking, was I 10 or was I 15 when I first heard this
rustling,
joke?
Rustling, Jim.
Yeah, no, because anyway, he's made of brown paper.
I'll let myself out.
Yeah. The worst of the year that was. He's just walked off.
Well, at least he knows.
Comfortably the worst joke he's told for the year. Look at him. He's out the door.
Oh, podcast heaven yesterday. The cowboy joke, Jim.
No, it wasn't.
Brown paper Pete.
No, it was rubbish, that one. Even Rosie gave us a clip earlier in the day about it. That's how bad it was. Hose is giving it that was junk.
Even Dan said it was the worst joke,
worst
ever,
joke
ever.
So oh, no one
Dan
liked
gives
it.
Me the worst jokes I've ever heard, Dan. Fair dinkum.
So no one likes it.
Yeah. So here it goes, Jim. A cowboy walks into a bar and orders a Righto, Jim. E.T. was on last night.
Was it?
I watched it for a while. He's a ugly little bastard.
Here's my tip with you with jokes, Bill.
Yes.
Don't ad lib in the middle of them. Well, just tell them as they're on the paper.
I was watching E.T. last night when he had the phone home, E.T. phone
just
home.
Saying. Can't help himself.
So what is E.T. short for, Jim?
What?
So he can fit in the spaceships. What does E.T. stand for also, Jim?
What?
The national anthem. He stands for the national anthem.
Oh, my God. Like, it's just pitiful. It's pitiful, isn't it? Like, I mean, there's no excusing that.
I went to the doctors, Jim.
I hope you've got something better.
And you know what he said? He said, don't eat anything fatty. I said, what, like bacon and burgers? He said, no, fatty, don't eat anything.
Back to one he's used about five times.
Stop there.
Breaking news, Jim. Man gets hit by rental car, said it hurts.
Oh. So again, just a play on words. It's like just that's just Jim, that's, you've got another one in
there.
You've got another one. You must have another one.
All right. If you ever get an email about pork or ham or salt, don't open it, Jim. It's spam.
So just two. So that's just double the pain. Yeah. That's it.
That's not bad.
No.
I bet you'll use it somewhere to the kids tonight or something.
They don't even know what spam is.
Yes, they do. They're on their computers a lot.
Oh, my God.
That's it. Have a lovely day.
Right.
I'm heading back to Geelong, just chuckling to myself.
That's honestly it.
That'll do today.
Oh, no.
They've had enough.
Just the two people, hurts and spam.
The people have had products. Enough.
That's it. Just there.
The people have had enough. Well done, Bill.
And you wonder why you haven't got a sponsor.
I wonder why. We have a... Yeah. Billy! Billy, won't you tell a joke now? Because you're not funny, man. At least not on purpose. Who made that?
Digby.
Digby made that, did he? Right. Okay, Jim.
Yes.
Grandpa and Grandma were visiting their kids overnight, okay? Oh, Grandpa and Grandma.
Yes.
When Grandpa found a bottle of Viagra in his son's medicine cabinet, he asked about using one of the pills. The son said, I don't think you should, Dad. They're very strong and very expensive.
Yes.
How much, said Grandpa? $10 a pill, said the son. I don't care, said Grandpa. I'd still like to try one, and before we leave in the morning, I'll put the money under the pillow.
Yes.
Later the next morning, the son found $110 under the pillow, Jim.
Oh.
He called Grandpa and said, I told you each pill was $10, not $110. I know, said Grandpa, the $100 is from your grandma.
Oh.
Grandma liked it, Jim.
Grandma got her she's levels of enjoyment.
Come on, Grandma. She loved it, Jim.
No.
She threw in
another 100.
If you don't mind. Come on, Grandma. Oh, not bad, Bill. Good. That's, I tell you what, it's been a big week of jokes.
Not for
what's
you,
this
no.
one? Oh! You whisked on it.
But there's only so much more of this I can actually do.
Same here. I can only be so dumb for so long. Woo!
l'inspiration de s'envoyer du paillasson.